First, the wife of an Australian writer who's been detained in Beijing since January has also been interrogated by Chinese officials and prevented from leaving the country. Friends and supporters of the couple are growing increasingly anxious about their situation and they want urgent action from the federal government. Andrew Green reports.
In April 1, Xiao Liang spoke to the ABC's Four Corners about the plight of her Australian citizen husband, Yang Hengjun. I can't do anything to help him proceed through a legal approach, so I am devastated, the Australian permanent resident told the program from inside China. On Sunday, the ABC was again due to speak to Ms. Yuan by phone, but just before the scheduled call, a group of ministry of state security officers took her away for a two-hour interrogation.
Well, she's distressed. I might say she has had some limited phone contact with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, but she's upset. She's upset because her husband's in limbo. We don't know what's going to happen to him.
Melbourne-based lawyer Rob Starry is representing Miss Yuan and her Australian citizen husband, who has been held at an undisclosed location in Beijing without charge for almost 6 months.
She is not in physical detention, but she's been prohibited from leaving and she's been interrogated at different points. And we say that's tantamount to a detention. She's forcibly restrained from leaving China.
Feng Chongyi is a close friend of the couple and has an idea of the distress the husband and wife must be feeling. 2 years ago, the university professor was also detained in China before being eventually released. He believes the federal government must do more in this case.
The Australian government has taken very soft options. They haven't put the demand for the immediate release of Yang Hengjun on the table.
In a statement to AM, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said the Australian government had raised Dr. Yang's case regularly with China at senior levels. She insists Australia continues to have consular access and has asked that he be granted immediate access to his lawyers. AM understands that Australia has also asked Chinese authorities to allow Dr. Yang's wife to fly home.
We want the government to really take a much more emboldened attitude. We understand that they're important trade considerations, but that shouldn't overshadow the whole of the relationship with China.
That's lawyer Rob Starry, ending that report by Andrew Green.